Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's industrial production has just shown a significant uptick, with the Index of Industrial Production, or IIP, growing by 4.1% year-on-year in March 2026, reaching a level of 173.2, up from 166.3 in March 2025. But what makes this significant is the strong performance of capital goods, which grew by a remarkable 14.6%, the strongest reading in over 18 months. First, let's understand the context. The National Statistical Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, releases the IIP data. The base year for IIP is currently 2011-12, with a base value of 100, although a rebusing exercise to 2022-23 is ongoing but not yet effective. Now, the use-based classification of IIP tells us a story within the data. Capital goods, which include machinery and equipment, have shown a robust growth of 14.6%, indicating a revival in private capital expenditure, or CAPEX. This is a key signal, as it reflects the conversion of announced projects into actual execution on the ground. What makes this significant is that this growth in capital goods is the strongest in over 18 months, and it confirms the Reserve Bank of India's, or RBI's, nowcast that real GDP for the fourth quarter of the financial year 2025-26 will print above 7%. However, on the other hand, consumer non-durables, which include fast-moving consumer goods, or FMCG, and household essentials, have grown by only 1.1%, suggesting that rural recovery is still uneven and a worry, especially under low rabi prices and slow wage growth. Now, let us turn to the IIP framework and how it feeds into macro policy. As a high-frequency indicator, IIP is a monthly proxy for Industrial Gross Value Added, or GVA, which is a quarterly release by the NSO. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, uses IIP, along with other indicators such as Consumer Price Index, or CPI, Goods and Services Tax, or GST, Collections, Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, and the 8 Core Industries Index, or ICI, to gauge the momentum of the real economy. The 8 Core Industries Index, which includes coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizers, steel, cement, and electricity, has a weight of 40.27% in the IIP. Crucially, the growth in capital goods typically corresponds to a 12 to 18 month lag in non-food bank credit to industry, which means that companies in machinery, electricals, and transport equipment are likely to be the visible beneficiaries. However, it is worth noting that IIP excludes services, which account for around 55% of India's GDP, so it is not a complete economy indicator. Additionally, the IIP basket is due for rebusing to 2022-23, which means that sectoral weights may not accurately reflect the current state of the economy until then. Moving on to the sectoral highlights for March 2026, manufacturing grew by 4.6%, led by machinery, transport equipment, and electricals. Electricity generation grew by 5.2%, driven by hot weather and commercial demand. Mining grew by 2.6%, with coal output being normal, although crude oil production was soft. Within manufacturing, the NIC to Division 28, which includes machinery, and Division 30, which includes other transport equipment, posted double-digit growth. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the Indian economy and issues related to planning, mobilization of resources, and the effects of liberalization on the economy. It also touches on statistical sources and measurement, including IIP, GDP, GVA, NSO, and MoSPI. Additionally, It is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance, including statutory and regulatory bodies, and statistical architecture. In terms of Mains Angels, you could critically assess India's industrial production data architecture and whether the IIP basket is reflective of the contemporary economy. You could also discuss the significance of capital goods growth in IIP as a leading indicator of private capex, and what the lagging growth in consumer non-durables says about rural consumption recovery. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Index of Industrial Production, or IIP, is a monthly release by the National Statistical Office, or NSO, under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI. The base year for IIP is 2011-12, with a base value of 100. The weights for IIP are manufacturing at 77.63%, electricity at 7.99%, and mining at 14.37%. The use-based categories include primary, capital, intermediate, infra construction, consumer durables, and consumer non-durables. The 8 Core Industries Index, or ICI, includes coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizers, steel, cement, and electricity, and has a weight of 40.27% in the IIP. Remember this number: the growth in capital goods was 14.6% and the growth in consumer non-durables was 1.1%. Note this carefully: the IIP data is subject to revision and the basket is due for rebusing to 2022-23. This is a favorite prelims fact. The National Statistical Office, or NSO, was formed in 2019 by merging the Central Statistical Office, or CSO, and the National Sample Survey Office, or NSSO. In conclusion, the latest IIP data suggests a pickup in industrial production, led by a strong growth in capital goods, which is a positive sign for the economy. However, the lagging growth in consumer non-durables is a concern, and it highlights the need for policymakers to continue to support rural consumption and economic growth. As India continues to navigate its economic trajectory, it is essential to closely monitor these indicators and their implications for the broader economy.